Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. We're here till 4 o'clock. We got some more stuff for you, and I know you like stuff. So we've got your stuff, but there's time for your stuff, the stuff that you want to hear as well. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or find us on social media and stuff. And we like to tell you about the shows coming up. Well, should I mention it now? Maybe I should mention it later. I'll mention it later. Yeah, let's do it later. Sometimes I argue with myself, and sometimes it comes out loud. Coming up a couple of shows this week that you might be interested in. Coming up later on in the week on Thursday at the Big Walker, not the Walker Theater. He used to play the Walker Theater, but he got demoted. Thursday at the West End Cultural Center, it's the return of Ron Sexsmith. Now, you know, don't tell Ron I said this, please. But I don't personally care anymore about Ron shows, to be perfectly honest with you. But he does have some great songs that we'll spin you some Ron. And, you know, you go. You have a great time, honestly. You won't see me there, but you can tell me. If it was great and I should have been there, then you tell me. And I'll know. So we'll play some Ron and maybe some Ron covers. We've got some cool Ron covers. But also coming up the day before at the WEC, it's the return of Scarlet Jane. Our pals Andrea Romalo and Cindy Dwar are back. They have a new record, I hear. I haven't heard it yet. Don't have it, so I can't play anything off of it. But we will play something off of their debut record, Stranger. Maybe we'll even play their live appearance here on UMFM, where they dropped by on a Thursday night to play for us. That was pretty cool, even though they only did one song, which, you know, violates a personal code here, a rule. So we don't want them back unless they promise to do more. But but we will play some Scarlet Jane and encourage you to go. And as if they weren't good enough, opening the show is our pals Carrie and Devin. Leaf Rapids are opening for Scarlet Jane. That makes that a double bill. And only $15 in advance. Eugene's got your tickets. You can find Eugene and tell him you want a ticket. He won't charge any fees or anything. He's good that way. And he'll hook you up. Or you can pay $20 at the door. Either way, consider checking that out Wednesday at the old West End Cultural Center. Here's something from Leaf Rapids opening that show.
My dear one. far away, not long ago, and church bells rang and life moved slow. People prayed for hope, prayed for rain. A woman, she stood tall and proud with a heavy walk, voice so loud, her body aching, she ignored the pain. Like she did the years before, right outside her farmhouse door, lit a match to burn it all again. But the wind did blow, it didn't stop. Flame kept burning beyond the crop. It was ruthless, took all it could claim. Wildfire, she danced the night away. Took her by the hand, it was nothing she could say. Wildfire brought her to her knees. Yet when the dust finally settled, there was nothing but the breeze. Tears ran down her sunburned face for all the things she can't replace. Unanswered prayers never brought the rain. Her boy had yet become a man. She hoped one day he'd take the land. Black, burnt soil is what remained. Wildfire, she danced the night away. Took her by the hand, there was nothing she could say. Wildfire brought her to her knees. Yet when the dust finally settled, there was nothing but the breeze. Her tragedies, fields of ash, her leafless trees, her empire crumbled down to ruins. And in her heart she held the blame, never saw herself the same, wouldn't answer to her name. Wildfire, she danced the night away, took her by the hand, there was nothing she could say. Wildfire brought her to her knees. Yet when the dust finally settled, there was nothing but the breeze.
She's overcome. In the Hi, this is Ron Sexsmith, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Brought a song into this world, just a melody with words. Staring down these days ahead, and the days gone by, all these regrets best make room for love. Seems we're always racing with trouble too close behind. We may never win, but where there's still hope, there's still time. Why blame ourselves at all for promises we never made? Though I blame myself if I should lose your love. There's always some bridge to cross or some mountain to climb, but all is not lost. Sure as the stars above, there's still time.
Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Broken-hearted people always seem to drink, trying to drown those sorrows. It ain't as easy as you think. Living with a liar is a hard old way to go. Laughing just to keep from crying, it ain't no way to grow. Set me on his stool. If I can't be her man, I'm damned if I'll be a fool. They say that whiskey ain't the best way, then I ain't too smart. Just think I just found out she was lying.
nothing but a bad joke, looking for a laugh. Well, hold on to your lampshade, darling, 'cause I'm looking for a laugh. Now take me to a barroom driver, set me on a stool. If I can't be her, then I'm damned if I'll be a fool. Taxi moving, 'cause I got no time to lose. This is no time to be choosy, you know, any old bar will do. I'm looking to get silly, I'm looking to get loose. And if that don't get it done, darling, I'll come looking for you. Now take me to a barroom tavern, set me on a stool. If I can't be her man, I'm down if I'll be a fool. Well, take barroom driver, set me on a stool. If I can't be her man, I'm down if I'll be a fool. Strawberry love.
this is our star. And they were gone to strawberry.
God loves everyone like a mother loves her son. No strings at all. Unconditional. Never want to judge. Would never hold a grudge about what's been done. God loves everyone. There are no gates in heaven. Everyone gets in, queer or straight. Souls of every faith. Hell is in our minds. Hell is in this life. But when it's gone, God takes everyone. It's love is like a wound. It's like the air from room to room. It surrounds us all, the living and the dead. May we never lose the thread that bound us all. Oh, the killer in his cell, and the atheist as well. The pure of heart, and the wild at heart, all worthy of his grace. It's written in the face of everyone. God loves everyone. There's no need to be saved. No need to be afraid, 'cause when it's done, God takes everyone. God loves everyone.
Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Helping the kids out of their coats. The way the babies haven't been born.
Thank you. mysterious. Why so sacred? Why so serious? Maybe you're just acting tough. Maybe you're just not man enough. What's wrong? Let a man on your secret heart. This very secret that you're trying to conceal is the very same one that you're dying to reveal.
Yeah.
Damn, I love that song. I'll never get tired. That's the best Ron song. If I thought he was going to do that song, I might go see him on Thursday. But I probably won't. That there's Wishing Well from an album called Retriever. I think a lot of true Ron Sexsmith hardcores hate this album because it doesn't really sound like Ron Sexsmith, and maybe that's why I like it. I don't know. That album also features the song we heard before that. We heard it as done by Emmylou Harris. We heard Hard Bargain there, title track to her record. Is that her latest record? I believe it is. Something from O Susanna and Jim Bryson off the Name Dropper Project. Two Ron Sexsmith songs on that thing. We heard I Love the Way She Dresses. Something from Feist in there from Let It Die. You know, now that she's kind of faded, where does she go? Like, is she working at Kathleen Edwards' coffee shop, or what does she do? I don't know. But now that she's not, like, everywhere, it's kind of easy to go back and see that, you know, she had some cool stuff. We heard Mark Arely in there with God Loves Everyone, a Ron Sexsmith song, and White Horse in there, Strawberry Blonde. We heard Ron doing a cover of Guy Clark's Broken Hearted People, and we kicked it off with Ron from his record Whereabouts. We heard Still Time. We don't have much time. You know what? Boy, oh boy, we really don't. What I was going to tell you before was that coming up on, what's today? I think it's coming up on Tuesday. It is our birthday, for goodness sake. We're going to be like 13, lucky 13, I think, on this program. Is that right? We started in 2002 on September 29th, and that's coming up. So that's a bunch of time. I can't believe that they've let me get away with this for this long. It's just been an unbelievable treat, and I thank you so much for listening, whether this is your first time or your 100th time or whatever it is. I really do appreciate having you on board, and hopefully we'll be able to keep this thing going. A lot of that will have to do with Pledge Ramo, which is coming up in October. We'll be telling you about that. I got all the good stuff lined up, and I got tons and tons of prizes. Huge box coming up, so stay tuned for all that. I want to play you one from our very first program back in 2002. We had live guests on our very first program, and it was our friends Chantel Vitalis and Chris Demeanor, and here's one that they performed that day.
Let's do this song called This Old House.
In 1910, they laid the foundation, imprinted the date in the sidewalk cement. This old house, the dream of the town's first policeman. He picked out the straight beams of fur for the frame for himself. Retirement was not his speed, and the back room became the best unlicensed bait shop around. And the pit where he dumped all the fish ends and dead bits of bait to this day fertilizes the ground. It was well known that while on the beat, beating the drink out of native boys suited his style. Revenge came late, but sweet he was found with a rigging hook sunk in the roof of his mouth. This old house breeds and this old house speaks. While this old house lasts, it reeks of the past. This old house breeds and this old house speaks. While this old house lasts, it reeks of the rail yard men. Were set up in company flats, so close to the tracks they were up all night. The squeal of the steel boiled in their brains and needed a vent when the slower times came. This old house lay two stone throws away, possessed by a lame petty thug and his mom. I don't want to know what goes on downstairs, but it feels like a family when you boys come. The last hand was out, and a rookie won big, and the mood had turned foul, and he thought best to share. He forked out $5 on two higher class girls, whose bodies were found 10 days later downstream. This old house breeds and this old house speaks. While this old house lasts, it reeks of the past. Pikachu is the name of that terrier yapping downstairs outside, pissing all over our feet. And the metallic Trans Am with the novelty plate jack me off in our parking spot out in the street. Me and my girl in our character home, renting the main floor of this old house. Come back to the lights, the vans and the tape surrounding the scene of the homicide. The neighbors were short order cooks, their schizophrenic drinking friend screwed off his meds in the night. My girl said, think of them stabbed in their beds, and likely us here making love while they died. This old house breeds and this old house speaks, while this old house lasts, it reeks of the past. This old house breeds and this old house speaks, while this old house lasts, it reeks of.
Cool, and that was our very first program. We're still going. Hopefully, we'll be going for much more, and hopefully, you'll stay tuned and check us out. Tellthebandtogohome.com. You got all kinds of stuff, and you can find us on the Facebook and stuff. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., we tell the band to go home all over again. Stay tuned for Sunday Drive, Waxy's Dargle, and the Comfort Cafe, and all kinds of other goodness here on UMFM. I'm trying to stall so I can start it on time, but I don't know if it's going to work. I should have just done the thing. Oh, here goes. Okay, ready?